This week has been just, to me, one of the most fun weeks of Servolution we've ever had. Now, Servolution is 1 week of intense servanthood. It's just our church saying, we want to make sure that people outside of these walls know, first of all, that Jesus loves them, and secondly, that we love them, all right? And so we've been involved in all kinds of things this week. Everything from putting up bird feeders outside the windows at nursing homes so people who are can't even get out of the bed can watch the birds every day and get a little bit of encouragement. We've raised money to buy cleats for refugee children that have just come to the United States and are playing soccer, and they didn't even have the money to buy any cleats, and you have bought them cleats this week. You gave money to missions this week. I mean, it's just so many things. I believe I saw 70 baskets of goodies. Was it 70 baskets of goodies? Those were going to the women's shelter. Women who have to be in the women's shelter for a while to leave a bad situation and get a fresh start. I don't even know how many baskets were going out to first responders, police officers, all those kinds of things, teachers, nurses, every kind of thing you can think of. We had groups that went out and just sang Christmas carols in July. Yep. They went to elderly people's homes that couldn't get out and just stood in the front yard in 100 degrees and sang Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells. I mean, I didn't get to go on that one, but I heard that those people, those elderly families, just went out on the front porch and just sat there and watched all these kids sing Christmas carols and just had a good time. Amen. So, man, it's just been a great week. It's just been a great week. And I'm going to be honest with you. I've been so grateful this week to get to be a part of a church that gets it, that understands what it looks like to think about other people, to serve other people, to care about other people. I had a lady that showed up during the car wash yesterday. We were washing cars. You've heard me tell this story 1,000 times. You'll see it on the video in a few minutes. We lure people in with a $1 car wash, and then we wash their car and then give them $1. And so, there's just all this confusion, like, what are you doing? And we're trying to give you $1 because it's $1 car wash. And they're like, yeah, but anyway, all right. So this lady shows up and she came in and we stood in the foyer and we just talked for a little while. And she, multiple times, she said to me, but it's just amazing what's happening here. It's just amazing that you, and she was trying to give me credit. Like, you got all these people to do this stuff. And I'm like, I think I just spit on somebody down there. Sorry. I'm really excited this morning. And I think she was trying to give me credit for putting this. I was like, look, lady, you don't know what you're talking about, okay? This is just a good bunch of people that love Jesus and are serving, all right? Yeah. And so she kind of wanted to know, how do we do this? And I'm like, look, I don't know. It's just people working together in unity, caring about one another, caring about the community, and this is what comes out of it. And she responded, she asked me, how did you get this diverse group of people together? And because she said, their skin colors are all different. they look different. I said, you know what? There was no big plan. It goes like this. Just love people. Yeah. Just love people. Our goal has always been just to reflect our community. There was a time, a long time ago, that our church didn't reflect our community. We reflect our community now. We got all kinds of folks coming from different backgrounds and different countries. And I'm saying all this to say I'm incredibly grateful for a church family that is in unity together, has the same purpose together, and wants to honor the Lord with our lives. So can we just give everybody a hand for that? Amen. Jesus explained to us that they are going to know you are disciples because of the way you love people. Not because of the way you dress on Sunday, not because of the place you show up at 10:30 on Sunday morning. They're going to know that you're a disciple, not a churchgoer, a disciple. Somebody who takes their relationship with Christ very seriously. They're going to know that you're a disciple because of the way you love. Because of the way you care for people, because of the way you show the love of Jesus. And that's what's happened this week. Servolution is a very, very practical thing for us, but it's also an incredibly, deeply spiritual thing. It's not a surface thing. It's fun. And that's one of our core values around here. We're going to have fun. Doggone it, I don't want to be in a, as my mama used to say, a mully grub church. I don't want to come to church and be sad when I leave. I want to leave feeling good. I saw some people that love me and I love them. We had a good time. We encountered the Lord. We're growing. I want to be involved in small groups and ministries that have some fun. So it's been a very fun week. All right. But it's been a very deeply spiritual week too. And I think that shows up in unity. Kind of unity is the common word that I think we could describe what's been happening lately. It's so easy to, in our world, to become divided and find things that separate us. That's, we kind of, we're, in America, we're really good at finding little tiny things that divide us in gigantic ways. And the church, the Bible explains to us throughout the Bible that the church should be unified, that we should be a unifying force. When other groups are being divided by race, we should be unifying by race. When other groups are dividing by a million different things, we should be bringing people together in love. And that's what this week has been about. And it's been a teamwork thing. Every one of us that's been involved, everybody who prayed over the weather. I'm going to be honest. I thought about this yesterday. We have never had a free car wash get rained out. I don't know how that happens. I mean, we've been doing this for years, and we've never once said, well, it rained and we didn't get to wash cars. It always just, God has a way of working things out. So when we are all working in unity together and growing in our relationship with God, we become a force. Not individually. Individually, I'm not much, all right? But when you put me with a group of people who say, we got the same vision, the same purpose, the same goals, then what I have to offer becomes even more important. What you have to offer becomes even more important. I love the story of the old farmer. He's sitting on the front of his old farmhouse porch, and he saw coming way down the road a state highway truck. And every now and then he would see a guy jump out and dig a hole on the side of the highway, jump back in the truck. Somebody would jump out of the other side of the truck, run over, fill the hole back in, and pour some water on it. And he watched them one hole after another. And he looked, he said, that's crazy. They're not planting anything. They're just digging a hole, putting the dirt back in, and watering the hole. And he finally said, hey, what are you boys doing out there? And they said, we're on the state tree planting team. But the guy that has the trees is at home sick today. Now listen, if you don't have the whole team, you're just wasting time. I mean, somebody's got to dig the hole. Hey, we're going to give it away. Way to go. You dug a good hole. Well, you filled the hole. Way to go. You watered it. It looks good. But we got nothing unless we got the whole team in unity. The guy with the trees has to be here. And this week, I don't want to overstate this, but this week, the people with the trees showed up to get the job done in unity. And I'm not talking about uniformity where we all look alike, because we don't all look alike. I'm not talking about unanimity where we all agree on everything. Listen, some of you don't believe tacos are the greatest invention in the world. That's okay. All right, we're going to let you by with that, and we're going to let that slide. We love you anyway. All right. We don't all agree on everything. There's not unanimity. We don't have to say, okay, this is, everybody is thinking we're all robots. That's not what unity is. Unity is people that look differently and think differently that work together with the same purpose in mind. That's what's happening around here. I want to share six things with you real quick. Six benefits of unity. Here's the first one. More strength, fewer weaknesses. When we work together in unity, look what the Bible says. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. Everybody's been given a different set of gifts. Some of you are good at this. Some of you are good at that. I may be good at this. So we all work together. Now listen, some of you are very encouraging, others not so much. That's a gift. I'm not picking on you. That's a gift. We're just talking about some people are just great at encouraging. Some others are not so good. Some of you are great at organizing stuff. Some of us are not. All right. I used to think I was a great organizer till Jody and I were in this conference one time, and we're filling out all this stuff about ourselves personally. And we're like, you know, we're checking the boxes. And then the guy said, fill it out for your spouse. Describe your spouse, which is a bad thing if you're on rocky terms. All right. And we get down, she fills one out for me, I fill one out for her. And so he said, later now, go home, look at it together, and learn some stuff about each other. So we're going down the list, and I'm looking at what she checked, and she said, unorganized. And I was like, wait a minute. What? I'm organized. And this was a long time ago. And she said, no, you're not. And a fight started right there on the spot, all right? It was just, I'm being honest. All right, I realize I am not organized. That is not my job. That's not my job. I shouldn't be doing that, all right? I can do it. I don't like it, all right? I wanna say we're gonna do it, just do it. And so everybody has our gift. Now, if we don't have somebody organizing, the whole thing's crazy, all right? We don't get much done. Teamwork rounds out our inconsistencies and our weaknesses. When we all work together, then we got a whole team. Everybody can't be the running back. We need somebody doing some blocking, all right? Everybody can't hit home runs. We need somebody just taking care of third base. We all have to make sure that we're doing what we're called to do. And the only way to find out what you're called to do is to get busy doing something. You can't learn what you're called to do unless you get busy doing something. Here's the second one. Unity lightens the workload. Unity creates a lighter workload when we're all doing what we're supposed to do. Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. It just lightens the workload. I don't know how many groups we had going out this week, but I was not on every group. You know why? Because I didn't have to be on every group. You didn't have to be on every group. Some of you are crazy, and you were on every group. All right? 10 and bombs. All right. Just busy, right? But we all said, okay, this is an area that I feel called to. Here's something I can do. Let me get involved in this. And then when we all put it together and we're all growing, it lightens the workload on every one of us. Here's number three. When we are in unity, there is care and encouragement. People care about you. You care about people. You encourage people. They encourage you. Romans 15:2 says, we should help others do what is right and build them up in the Lord. When we're in unity, we're caring for each other. We're just caring for each other. We're encouraging one another. There's just something that happens when you're working on a team with other people that have the same purpose and the same goal in mind. You want to encourage them. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm praying for you. How many times did I hear that yesterday? I saw prayers happening. Somebody said, would you just pray for me right in the middle of everything? Well, let's just do it right now. Let's pray right now. It's encouraging. You got to be on the team for that to happen. Here's number four, better decision making. You ever think you just know what ought to happen and you realize later how dumb you were? You're like, I thought I had this whole thing figured out. I just knew this was the best path for me and my family. And later on, I realized I didn't even know what I was talking about. Look at what the scripture says. I'm going to read this to you from the Amplified Version. Where there is no wise and intelligent guidance, the people fall and go off course like a ship without a helm, without a steering wheel. But in the abundance of wise and godly counselors, there's victory. When we all work together and we all have a little bit of input, and you know something I don't know. We get to put all that together, and better decisions are made, better ministry happens, more people are ministered to, more encouragement takes place. We just got to have other people as we work in unity. Now again, you don't look like me, I don't look like you, you don't think like me, I don't think like you. That's okay. Because if we have the same purpose, the goal is the same, then we get there because we are all making decisions together. We're encouraging one another. The Bible says it. There's wise and godly counselors. In wise and godly counselors, there's victory, all right? There's success in that. Here's number four, supernatural power of agreement. When we are in unity, There's the supernatural power of agreement. Something happens when you join with another believer and you say, let's pray about this together. Let's do this together. Look at what he says. Again, I say to you that if two believers on earth agree, that is, are of one mind in harmony about anything that they ask within the will of God, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, meeting together as my followers, I am there among them. It's this power of agreement. If you're carrying a burden alone, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. You got to find somebody to connect with and pray. Let them pray for you. You pray for them. We do this together because there's something supernatural that happens when we pray for one another, when we agree as two believers in Christ that we're going in the same direction, we're praying for the same thing. There's something happens that happens in that unity that can't happen anyplace else in our lives. We have to have connection with other believers. Here's number six, last one. Greater joy together. There's just greater joy together. I mean, I could have come up here this morning, locked all the doors, and shown the video I'm about to show you. I could have sat right there in the middle and just, I could have stood and clapped. It wouldn't have felt the same. If you were outside, I'm knowing, well, they're all out there. I'll bet they'd like to see this video about Servolution. That would be ridiculous. Now, we know that. But here, when we understand that there is greater joy when we get together, we start feeding off of each other. It happens in worship sometimes. You know, the people who are more demonstrative in worship, they're the big worshipers, you know. They're the people that are all the way up here, you know, bothering the worship team. I'm teasing. The people who are worshiping, then the ones that are like seven rows back and you're like, I don't want anybody to see me doing this. And you see this other person, then you go, well, hey, that's not so crazy after all. I think I'm just going to worship too. It's contagious. And we start to feed off of each other. If you've ever heard anybody start laughing uncontrollably and you get tickled too, and then everybody's laughing and we don't even know what we're laughing about, there's just joy. Look at what the Bible says, Romans 12:15. Be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who weep. There's a time to cry. We're supposed to do that. We're supposed to be there for each other. But it also, when somebody's happy, let's be happy together. When we're in unity together, that happiness, that joy is contagious. The Bible says it in Philippians, rejoice in the Lord always. I love this part. He says, and again, I say rejoice. I don't know why Paul felt the need to say that again. I think because most of us don't really get, and we don't understand how to rejoice. We don't just walk in joy. Most of us walk weighted down all the time because life is hard. I don't do sad movies because I think life is sad enough without it, all right? If you're watching a sad movie, do it by yourself. I don't need that, all right? Listen, I don't need to weep with those on the TV, all right? But if we're going to do something fun, if you're going to watch somebody, something that's funny, I'm in because I want to laugh with the people who are laughing. It does me good. I feel better about everything when I'm around people who are encouraging, uplifting, who are laughing, who understand what joy is. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Look, now when he tells us that, I know Paul was not thinking about a car wash on a Saturday in July. All right, I know that. But when I stood under the porte-cochere yesterday and watched people washing cars and they were laughing and acting silly, spraying each other with water hoses, kids were like, they'd be just standing there and all of a sudden slap somebody in the face with a sponge. I mean, it was just fun. It was just joyful. And I choose that because it's a benefit of being in unity with other people. This week has been a great week. I just want to say thank you to our church staff. I want to say thank you to every leader of every group. I want to say thank you to the people in the groups who stepped up with new ideas and said, hey, we could do it this way. Yep. Yep. Amen. The people who went to the store and picked up supplies and listen, some of you hate July heat and you were just out there handling it. You were just out there doing it. And I just want to say thank you for doing that. No place I'd rather be than this church family right here, serving the Lord together and loving people and bringing people in, seeing them saved and delivered, set free, lives changed, families put back together, seeing the grace of God in action every single week. Every single week. I'm incredibly grateful to get to be a part of that. If you don't know Jesus this morning, if you don't know Jesus, I want you to know him. I want you to know him. And it's as simple as saying, Lord, I admit that I've sinned. I believe on you, and I'm going to confess you with my mouth. I'm going to say it, that you are my Lord. And starting your relationship with Christ, tell somebody that you look up to in Christ. Tell somebody the decision you've made. Start working on that relationship with the Lord. Just let it grow. Let it grow. Here's what I know. The Bible teaches us that if we are willing to, he will take us step by step, growing in him. Doesn't matter where you start. It doesn't matter where you start, because God's got somewhere else for you to finish. God has a plan. God wants to work in every one of our lives. All we have to do is just surrender it to him and say, Lord, it's not my life anymore. It belongs to you. I know you can do so much more with this than I ever could. So we're going to pray. If you don't know Jesus, pray this prayer. Admit that you've sinned. Believe on Jesus. Confess him. Start your relationship with the Lord today. Father, we thank you for your love, for your grace. Thank you, God, for your mercy today. And Lord, we just pray that any person who doesn't know you, that, Lord, starting today, their journey with you would begin. Lord, they would see you at work in their lives, that they would see you changing things, developing them, and growing them, delivering them, setting them free. Lord, they would experience the joy of unity, the body of believers who cares about one another, who loves one another. God, we just give all this to you, and we thank you for what you're going to do with every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give him some praise one more time. Amen. 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 I want you to look at somebody, and I want you to say these words to them. I'll see you at Servolution next year. Yeah. Amen. Amen. And I'll see you next Sunday too. All right. Let's pray. God, we thank you for today. We thank you for all your blessings. Lord, help us to honor you this week and put you first. In Jesus' name, amen. Love you, everybody.